Good morning. This is Monica with Family First Care. How may I assist you?
Yes. May I speak to Monica?
This is Monica. How can I help you?
Monica, this is Denise and Gregory Braxton. We need to speak to the payroll lady. What's her name, Linda?
I believe it was Valeria before, but let me see if she's still the coordinator. Hold on.
I write you in that book. I'm putting her number in that book.
Still loading. Just give me one moment, okay?
Okay, Monica.
Yes.
They messed up on his payroll. They only gave him $400 for a whole week.
What was the pay rate?
It was $13.50 an hour. And we got 112 hours a week.
Hold on, let's see. All right, so now the person that is your coordinator is Jose Rico. So you
mm-hmm.
have to reach out to him. Let me see if I can get you his number. Just one moment.
Okay. Oh, they didn't change over now. They look, Oh, no, we got to go back.
Okay.
We're changing over.
This is going to be your permanent coordinator because Valera is only a coordinator for a certain amount of weeks until the case is ready. Then they transfer it over to the permanent coordinator, which is Jose. So his direct number is going to be 267.
You're good, right there. 267.
Yes, 551.
551.
74-74-24-24.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, why are they messing up on the money? I mean, we only been with y'all for like, what, a week? And they messing up already? 2 weeks.
What?
Been with y'all for 2 weeks.
What did you say was his pay rate?
Huh?
What was his pay rate?
$13.50 an hour.
So I see here notes that The manager had said that they're going to only approve 13 because of the amount of hours that the case was approved for. I guess he's doing a lot of overtime. Let me see.
Well, they didn't explain all this to him. No.
Hold on a moment.
Hello?
Yes, I'm just trying to see.
Yeah, but it's still to be. How much you say was in your bank account? 400. They only got paid them for 400 for 112 hours.
No, so then that's something. There's something wrong there. You have to speak to the coordinator about his pay. Maybe they didn't get like a couple of clock ins for a couple of days, and that needs to be fixed directly with the coordinator because I don't have access to that.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the notes here, I do see that he should be getting paid $13 an hour, and any hours over 40. He should be getting paid time and a half.
Right.
So it's going to be, let me just see.
It told you $13.50, now they tell me $13.
So he should be, after the 40 hours, he should be getting paid a rate of $19.50.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the time and a half. But let me
right.
see if Jose is available right now. The office just opened. Let me see if he's logged in, okay?
Okay. Now, okay. That ain't bad. But they better fix that money.
So it seems like he is logged in. I just sent him a message to see if I can just transfer the call over, okay?
Right. Is he in the office? Who is
yeah,
he, a guy?
He's logged in. Yeah, it's a guy. I don't work with him directly in the office, but he is logged in, so he is working.
Mm-hmm.
Going near the same office?
No. Mm-mm. That is, mm-mm. Get the new ones, you see, somebody else now. Mm-mm-mm. What, he gonna call us?
No, so it seems like he might have stepped out. I mean, I can give him a message to call you back, but he's definitely working today.
He's working?
Yeah, he's working today.
So that check probably be like what? $1,000 what?
Let me see. So if he's working the 40 hours at 13, that would be 520. And then let me see. And then the...
He's working 7 days.
You said it was 112, the amount of hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
112. Let me just double check. That's what I have here. $126. Okay.
No, he's not doing the whole 126 hours.
Okay.
He's only doing 16 hours a day.
Okay, got it. All right, so he should be getting about 1924, but you know, they reduced with taxes, so I'm not sure what that amount would be, but somewhere around that range.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It could be what? How much?
Oh, sorry. I figured this out. About 1924, because the overtime hours should be about 1,404, and then the 40 hours at 13 would be 520. So when you add it up, it would be about 1924. But again, he has taxes are being deducted, so I'm not sure what that amount would be at the end.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So I'll leave a message for Jose to give you a call back because he didn't respond to my message. He might have just stepped out for a bit, and then when he comes back, he can give you a call, okay?
We're paying, I mean, who was in charge of this payroll? Was it Linda or this guy right here?
It would be Jose. He would be in charge of payroll now, going forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Denise. Have a good one.
You too. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.